This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Mike. Top stories of the day. The Charlotte Hornets are trading guard LaMelo Ball and Josh Green to the Minnesota Timberwolves for Naz Reid and a series of draft picks, according to ESPN. In addition to Reed, the Hornets will get a 2033, unprotected first-round pick, and 3 second-round picks in 29, 32, 33. That's interesting that the Timberwolves are breaking it down like this. Now, LaMelo Ball, now I'm not saying it's not a good trade, it's just the Nuggets kind of built this up back in the day, Carl Anthony Towns and Naz Reid, and then they traded Carl Anthony Towns for Julius Randle, and they just traded Julius Randle, and now trading Naz Reid. So they're definitely being aggressive this offseason, trying to transition out of the team they built to beat the Nuggets to a team that maybe can last a little bit longer in the playoffs.
I hear a lot of people talking about this, and they're not excited about this trade. They think this trade is stupid. So based off of that, I'm going to say for the Timberwolves, Timber! They're going to suck.
The Lions, Terrion Arnold, was arrested. Faces kidnapping and robbery charges. Detroit Lions cornerback Arnold is facing multiple felony charges after he was arrested Wednesday in Tampa in connection with a robbery and kidnapping back in early February. Tampa police previously arrested 6 other individuals involved in a targeted armed robbery that took place shortly after midnight on February 4th, during which 3 men were pistol whipped, held at gunpoint, and robbed. Police say Arnold was the primary conspirator. He is accused of coordinating and directing the co-defendants to lure the 3 men to an apartment where the assault occurred, according to a release from the state attorney's office. This is a very weird story. And Michael, you might Google this and fact check me here. Doesn't Arnold do a podcast with Patrick Sertan? You might want to double check me on that. Fact check me on that. Arnold eventually turned himself in and was taken into custody at Orient Road Jail in Hillsborough County on Wednesday night. He faces 4 counts of kidnapping and 4 counts of armed robbery, which carry a potential sentence of life in prison, scheduled to appear in Hillsborough County Court Thursday afternoon. Wow.
So the podcast with Pat Sertan is called Closed on Sundays with Pat Sertan and Terrion Arnold.
It's not just closed on Sundays. That thing's closed for good.
And I would like to say, Pat Sertan, if you want to have Brady and me as your co-hosts, I would be very happy
to oblige. You have no history of being a co-host, so you would not be able to keep
co-host
up with Patrick Sertan.
I'm co-host of the show, Brady.
I obviously would do well in that podcast with
Pat. He'd see like, oh, this Brady's professional, but he'd see me and he'd be like, this guy's
Patrick Sertan's a big, true believer. Big soccer fan. He's been getting into the World Cup. So when he brings that up, are you going to go, ugh? Are you going to do that on his podcast? You going to do that?
Look, Pat Sertan and I are like best buddies. We've never met before.
So you're good with him watching soccer? You're good with that?
I'm not good with watching soccer.
I just made that up. I don't know if he's actually a big soccer fan. I just wanted to see what you do. But I'm guessing he is.
He's a Denver Bronco, a true Bronco, so I imagine
he would
hate soccer.
Coach of the U.S. soccer team is a big Bronco fan, and that doesn't move the needle for you.
That sounds like AI. I feel like AI made a video, and AI's gotten so good that now him unboxing Bronco stuff or whatever he was doing, it's just AI. Soccer's trying to fool Broncos fans. And
dude, it's actually pretty
fun.
It's fun. Just watch a game. Watch one game. It's actually pretty entertaining.
I think I said to Lytle earlier off the air that I would rather play on a busy I-25
with
a bunch of drunk drivers than watch soccer.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Caleb Williams' attempt to trademark the word Iceman has at least been temporarily been given the boot. So he cannot trademark Iceman.
Iceman is an X-Men character.
I was going to go with Top Gun, but you went that route.
Well, I mean, Iceman existed before Top Gun.
Isn't Iceman a character in Top Gun?
Maybe.
No?
I think it was like he was the opposite of... he was like the bad guy, the bad American guy. He's like, we must play by the rules, Maverick. Yeah. You're dangerous.
Iceman was Val Kilmer's character. So I was right, 100%.
And I was also right.
Why can't he trademark Iceman? The United States Patent and Trademark Office has initially refused Caleb Williams' application for Iceman on Wednesday. What does that mean? Like, if I trademark a word, what does that mean? If he trademarks Iceman, does that mean we can't use Iceman without paying him? I don't understand how any of that works.
Like, people don't say three-peat that often in like the mainstream media because three-peat is trademarked by Pat Riley.
Is that true?
It is true, yeah.
So can we can say it? What does that even
mean? You can say it, but like I don't know the no, necessarily, like, if you try to put it in something that has, in an advertisement,
mm-hmm.
Pat Riley might sue, or could possibly sue.
Well, this is, it's pretty interesting. According to ESPN, it is not, though, due to an application for the same word by NBA Hall of Famer George Gervin or a trademark possessed by UFC Hall of Famer Chuck Liddell. Instead, the United States Patent and Trademark Office saw too much similarity and a likelihood of confusion in a trademark filed in 1988 by Lacrosse Footwear for insulated boots. People are going to confuse Caleb Williams for insulated boots.
Happens to the best of us. And a character in the X-Men.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, man.
Look, I just think trying to trademark things... Like, Iceman is so
I've tried to trademark Pixar on Friday, so I could sue you every time you say it.
Well, not every time I say it. It would be like if I tried to use it.
Everybody knows that.
Like, I can say, the Nuggets are going to three-peat, but if I try to put it in the commercial or sell something based off of the word
I will sue you for using Pixar on Friday. Everybody knows that. So just be ready. I will Soresby it.
I'm sorry, I trademarked that.
What, Soresby it?
Yeah, I did. I trademarked it.
I think we should
now.
All just trademark everything and just nobody can say anything, can do anything. Just trademark stuff.
I mean, you don't need to trademark it. He probably just wanted to sell T-shirts.
Can't you
but
do
like,
that
you can,
without
you can sell T-shirts.
Trademarking it? Can't, I don't know enough about it. Isai Chris says, wouldn't George Gervin be proclaimed Iceman? Well, there's a lot of Icemen, and Chuck Liddell is one of them, UFC, and of course Val Kilmer's character from Top Gun. Smitty says, why would you sue your co-host? He's not my co-host, first off. He's barely a producer, but I would sue him just for the fun of it, just for the love of the game.
I would defend myself in court, and I would win.
No, you would lose that battle.
Do you? Okay, so I have a confession to make. I've never been a fan of Top Gun.
I
expect that from you. Listeners expect that from you.
The new one's pretty good. Old one's a little tacky.
You're into like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff, so people expect you not to like a man's movie like Top Gun. But when I say it, because I'm obviously the most manly of men, I say it, people are really, really disappointed when they say. I remember when I took my wife out. It was like a fourth date, and we met some of her friends, and I said. They were talking about Iceman. So that's rule number one. You got it. She's never watched Top Gun. You got to watch that movie with her. And I said, I'm not a big Top Gun guy. And it just, everybody was upset. Everybody was upset.
It was a little too 80s. It was kind of tacky.
That's just not my thing.
Not my favorite movie. The second one was actually really good. I was impressed by the second one. It had like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes for a while.
Is it a sequel?
And I was told this is a good movie, so I ended up watching it, and it was good.
Is it a remake or a sequel?
It was a sequel.
They made Top Gun 2?
Yeah, and I think they're trying to make Top Gun 3.
That's what they do, though. The movie industry, they just milk it, man. They got to make 400 versions of a movie that you loved back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't think it needed a sequel. I thought it ended just fine. The ending was just fine. We didn't need to fight China.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was the whole thing. They had to bomb China or something.
First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Smitty says nerds are people too.
Yeah.
Kinda. A little bit.
You're a little nerdy. You're a little nerdy
as you, though. Like, I'm a regular guy that likes, I'll watch The Avengers. I'll get into this, Lord of the Rings. I like it, but I'm not like you. I don't have, like, shelves of toys surrounding me. You know, that's nerdy. I'm just a regular guy that occasionally likes to watch Game of Thrones.
I mean, have you watched House of the Dragon?
No, I have not.
Season 3, I believe, is out right now.
Okay. I haven't seen season 1.
And that's what I'm going to be doing during the Stampede Pro Rodeo coverage by KFKA tonight at 7.
Wait, you're going to be watching Snapdragon while you're supposed to be working?
Yes.
So the position of being a producer, which you barely do that, you're going to watch Game of Thrones instead of paying attention to Brian and Tanner bring us the best rodeo coverage you're ever going to hear.
I actually thought it was a really good opportunity to mention the rodeo coverage.
How can people listen to it?
On 1310 KFK, 1310KFK.com.
He said, Chris, sue him, you could get a scooter. I would sue you for your scooter. I would say, hey, we can settle this out of court if you just give me your scooter.
It's missing a lot of screws. So I'm probably going to have to buy something new.
How is it missing screws?
For some reason, they just fall out. They fall out, there's a screw missing here.
You're driving too crazy, man. You got to slow it down. Stop going
over all
those
bumps. It only goes 15 and a half miles an hour.
Well, go 10.
And they've got some weird screws on there. It's not like, you know, a Phillips head or a flat head. It is like an 8-sided thingamajig made in China.
So you can't put the screws back in because you don't have that piece of equipment?
I mean, I could always order screws, but you don't want me to try to fix things.
I don't. 19 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. So interesting story there today. Going back to our deep discussion on the Brendan Sorsby thing, the more I think about him and how this all went down is so frustrating. You know, I tweeted this out last night, Michael, and I think you kind of agree with me. It turns out Texas Tech wasn't really the bad guy. They were terrified he was going to sue the pants off of them. Speaking of sue, that's what they were worried about. That's why they slow played this. That's why they kept bringing up, you know, he's got a mental health, he's got an addiction. We got to be mindful of that, and we're going to see if he can play next year. I think there was a part of them trying to bide their time until the Big 12 acted. Deep down, I almost wonder if Texas Tech is like, thank you. Thank you for getting us out of this. Because Sorsby's lawyer now is threatening to sue the NFL and say that them not having the supplementary draft 3 days, like he announced that he was going to go to it like 3 days ago, and the lawyers trying to cry that no, this is against the CBA. It's like you're not a part of that.
Yeah, and it's the NFL's right to have one or to not have one. I bet that there was conversation with every coach, every GM. Hey, do you want this guy in the – should we – is he worth it? And I bet all of them said, nope. We need more time between this controversy and us.
You need to actually show that you've changed your ways. So this whole I went to rehab. I got fixed. I'm over it now. Several years of sports gambling and you're fixed up in a couple of months? But there's no football to gamble on right now. So there's no basketball to gamble on. Prove it when we get to October, which is the best time of year in sports because you have everything going on. Prove that you don't gamble at that point.
And you know that there are going to be resources that are specifically for him. Like, hey, we need something on his phone. Hey, we need to make sure he doesn't have a second
extra
phone.
Work.
Let's pay attention to all his friends. Make sure his friends aren't gambling on his behalf.
It's all extra work that you're asking an NFL team to do.
And it's just not worth it. NFL teams have so much to worry about. The Broncos have a player who's probably not going to be a Bronco for very long who might be convicted of a crime that's very not good.
That's kind of gone silent, but we're about, less than a month away from the Broncos starting training camp, and I think Jonathan Cooper's hearing and all that is going to go on in July, too. So we'll get to the bottom of that story pretty soon, too.
And we will keep you posted.
22 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. How did the Nuggets do with their trades? What potentially does this roster look like now? And are they done? They didn't do much. They got their 2 second-round picks last night and excited about one. I don't know a ton about the other. But are they done? Is there more to come for the Denver Nuggets? We'll talk about it coming up. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for The Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Fort Collins Foxes, a group of collegiate summer baseball players that come from all over the world to play in wonderful Fort Collins to spend their summer high level of baseball, family friendly, fun that you just can't beat, and prices you can't beat. Check out ticket information and team information at FortCollinsFoxes.com. Is there any concern with Trevin Brazil, who the Nuggets drafted last night in the second round? Like, he's a pretty old rookie. He's 23 years old. He's 4 days older than Peyton Watson, who is now going on to his, fourth year in the league? So, I mean, this is a guy who's been in college for, for 5 years.
Is Peyton Watson going to go, sir, because he's a younger man?
I mean, it's weird to have a four-year player be 4 days younger than a rookie. It is kind of interesting. But I suppose it probably doesn't matter. It's more of a project here for the night. Anytime you get a guy in the second round, that's what they are. That's what Joker was. Joker was not the plan. He ended up being the plan, but it was Yusuf Nurkic. Nurk was supposed to be the guy, the big man, that they were going to build around. And then when they started to see Joker up his game, they tried to pair him together, and that didn't work either. So they moved on from Nurk and chose Joker. I think it's safe to say they made the right choice. Defensively, this is where I'm excited about him. The executives, you know, Tenzer and Wallace were talking about defensively what they needed to do. They specifically said they were looking for pinpointed defensive recovery. That's what they were looking for as far as guys that they can bring up through their system. I think this could work. I don't know how soon it's going to work, but I do know that once we get to Summer League, this will be fun. Brazil was ranked 41st on ESPN's draft board and 46th on the Athletics draft board. So obviously, you know, the Nuggets get him at 35. So did they reach a little? None of that stuff really matters to me. There were several teams that wanted to trade up to get to the 35th pick, but the Nuggets felt pretty good about their situation. Wallace said, in this league, guys are good. It's hard to stop guys one-on-one. So anytime you can add individuals who have the length and athletic ability to recover and get back in the play, that's always going to be an added plus. Had some ACL injuries. Both players that they drafted suffered and recovered from torn ACLs during college. Hopkins, who they also drafted out of St. John's, tore his ACL back in January of 24. He returned the next season. He played just three games. Then he had a season-ending bone bruise in the same knee. Brazil tore his right ACL in December of 2022. This will be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Faith says he's a bigger player, but very fast. And that's, I mean, his closing speed, too, to block some of these shots. Just looking at, again, some of these highlights, he kind of just, he's not on camera, and then suddenly he is. He's deceptively fast.
Do you think that injury is the reason why he went to so late, or?
I think he was, I think most projections kind of had him being a drafted guy, but not necessarily a first-round dude.
Well, my thought is if he didn't have that injury.
Maybe.
And it was 2022, so he's been playing for a while.
I think if it was like recent, then I do think that, yeah, that could be an obvious impact on him not going in the first round. Texter says there were several sleeper picks in the draft, and Brazil was one of them. Yeah, it does kind of seem like a little bit of a steal for the Nuggets, even though the projections had him going in, you know, to the 40s, and the Nuggets got him at 35. Isai Chris, when is Daron Holmes going to prove that he belongs? Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I think, unfortunately, his career started off shaky. He got hurt in summer league as a rookie and missed the entire season. And he just hasn't really been given or had those chances to prove that he's somewhat of a decent player. And that's been tough to see because I think hopes were kind of high for him. Where does he fit in this? Well, with Brazil, this guy can be, you know, he'll come off the bench, maybe the third, like part of the third unit or something. But, you know, obviously he's power forward. You could play him at center if you're going a little bit smaller. But he's one to just watch out for. I'm kind of getting excited about it. But yeah, Isai Chris, I don't know if Holmes is going to have many opportunities going forward. You know, this roster now, you know, he's listed as a center, but he's, you know, power forward. That's going to get crowded up, especially if they can sign, if they re-sign Peyton Watson. Who Watson is listed as a power forward, but he could play, obviously, the small forward, too. But that's the big one surrounding the Nuggets. And I'm not sure how comfortable I am with it, draft or no draft, of really the move that you're going to make this year is to just re-sign Peyton Watson. That does feel like running it back. And Michael, I read a report yesterday that Christian Brown's ankle, I know all the talk is about Bose, but give Christian Brown's ankle some its day in the sun. That thing is actually a significant concern around the Nuggets, is that he's still not fully recovered from that. And that's a big problem. He's the guy you just paid, and that contract kicks in next year. Trading him is going to get even more difficult with that conversation being aired out there, that Christian Brown's ankle is actually a little worse than we first thought. That maybe, you know, he came back, played on it, but he was never fully healthy. So to say that I'm concerned about the immediate future of the Nuggets, that's an understatement. I feel a heck of a lot better about what the Avalanche are doing. Even though they got knocked out, they got swept, I get it, it sucked, but I still feel like the Avs have the right pieces and should be right back in the thick of things as far as being a contender for the Cup, whereas the Nuggets, I don't see it right now. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy that's saying Peyton Watson has proved it. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not necessarily wrong. I wouldn't be wrong about it. I'm not saying either or on Peyton Watson. Based on the small sample size we got to see of him when he played more minutes in different spots, he was very good. Then he got hurt. Is that who he is? What was that, November? His game just evolved throughout the course of the season. But Christian Brown did this too. As a rookie, he got better and better and better as the season went on, and he was actually played some really impactful minutes for the Nuggets as a rookie in the playoffs in their quest to win that championship. So I can't really just go all in on this idea that, yeah, this is going to be a gimme, that Peyton Watson is going to be the dude that we were watching with those 30-point nights back in, I guess it was January. January was his big month. And then we didn't see him at all in December, barely February, barely March, and did not play in the postseason, which I know he was frustrated with. The team was obviously frustrated. Fans were really frustrated, almost questioning his want to. But I don't think that was a real thing. This guy would have played. Maybe there was a thought of, oh, he's just preserving himself because he knows he's got a big contract coming up, so why would he risk it in playing in the playoffs? I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I think he's a team player. But I'm not exactly like, oh, the draft was really good last night. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I think that Brazil's fine. But at the end of the day, what are you doing to make yourself a contender next season? And I don't know that that is a question that the Nuggets are or can answer at this stage. I have every sign is pointing more and more to the Nuggets will re-sign Peyton Watson, and then they'll run it back and hope and pray that Aaron Gordon is healthy and Christian Brown, his ankle's all right, but also he lives up to his monster contract. Jamal Murray can have a repeat All-Star year, but also do it in the playoffs. Joker can stay healthy. What does the bench look like? Are you going to bring back Tim Hardaway Jr. and Bruce Brown, who you'd be able to get at vet minimums? What's Spencer Jones? What's that going to look like for him? So Jonas Valanciunas, we know he's got a contract ready for him, but will he honor his final contract with the Nuggets? 37 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
I missed this one in the top stories today, but I figured this was going to come up. We've heard about the NCAA's new rule or potential new rule for the 5-5. You know, 5 years, you don't get red shirts or anything like that. Well, 24 hours after The NCAA Division I cabinet approved the monumental change in eligibility rules. A group of 15 college basketball players filed a lawsuit in an Ohio state court claiming the new age-based model unfairly shuts them out of further competition. That is kind of messed up. Like, if you thought you were gearing up for next season, your final season, they pass this rule and they suddenly say you're not eligible. I don't think it necessarily has to be retroactive.
Yeah, I think they should wait. If the people who are already involved,
they are on the outside,
should be exempt.
Yeah, they should be. Anybody that signed, and I'm talking now, anybody that just signed on to be a college player,
exempt.
Before this actually happened, so before what happened yesterday, you should be exempt from this. Of course, the NCAA will allow athletes 5 seasons of competition over a 5-year period that begins with their full-time enrollment or the academic year following their 19th birthday. The move will all but eliminate waivers or redshirt years for extended eligibility, except for religious missions, pregnancy, or active duty military service. No longer will extensions be considered for athletes who are injured. So athletes whose eligibility expired by spring 2026 under the traditional model, 4 years of competition over 5 years, will not be allowed a 5th year of competition under the new rules that go in effect this fall.
Yeah, they should have seen this coming.
Yeah.
They should have gone, there are already people doing this. They were under the old regime. We can't punish them suddenly. We have to let It's for everybody new, and once those guys are gone, it's for everybody.
Yeah, I'll be. This is a weird one, man. Athletes whose eligibility expired by spring 26 under the traditional model will not be allowed a 5th year. That's kind of messed up. Like they're preparing and geared up, and even coaches are preparing to have you on their roster, and because of this rule. You wake up and say you don't get to play anymore. Even when the NCAA gets something right, which I kind of agree with this rule,
they get something wrong.
They screw it up mightily.
They should have seen this coming. They should have talked to somebody.
See anybody? They don't see anything coming.
They need more people to talk to. They need like a more diverse group of people with ideas. Like, hey, athlete, let me talk to you and see what you think.
How easy is it to just say we like this rule? Let's go for it. But everybody that's currently a player, this does not apply to them. It starts next year. So anybody that's a recruit signing on with the team now, it starts. How is this hard? How is this hard, Mike?
It's not that hard. It feels like 3 people are making a decision, and you need more people to tell them what to do and what not to do. Like, hey,
yeah,
maybe this is a bad idea.
And I don't love suing and all the stuff that we hear. Like, the Sorsby thing is a joke. However, I kind of get it with these kids. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in Cincinnati, sought temporary and permanent injunctive relief that would allow a 5th year of competition for athletes who graduated from high school in 2022 and began their college sports careers that fall.
Hopefully Cincinnati does something right this time.
Yeah, we'll see. They're saying the new eligibility rule unjustifiably restrains their ability to earn money through use of their name, image, and likeness connected to their work as Division I athletes, according to Ryan Doughton and Charles Ritkers, who wrote in the complaint. Similar lawsuits are expected to be filed in other states. So, again, Faith texting in, yes, players should be grandfathered in, and this apply to new athletes coming in. It's how hard is that? Smitty says, I trust Stevie Wonder to drive me up I-70 to Vail more than I trust the NCAA to navigate their way out of the mess they have created. Like, this is the most obvious one. Change the rule, great, but it's June 25th. So am I saying this correctly? Yesterday, June 24th, you thought you were getting ready for your final season at college, and today, June 25th, they say no?
That affects everything. That affects their entire life. Should have seen this coming, NCAA.
I don't know. This is just... athletes whose eligibility expired by spring 26 under the traditional model, 4 years of competition over 5 years, will not be allowed a fifth year. So, okay, so it's not just cutting them. It's just saying your eligibility expired. We're not going to bonus that year because we made the rule change, which is still jacked up. You know, if you're going to do it for somebody, you should do it for everybody currently playing right now.
Yeah, and it's not like this is like a dire rule that needs to be made. Like something illegal is happening, and then we're making a law to counteract that. No, this is college football. This affects people's lives. You need to think better, NCAA.
Why are you saying it like that? You've done that twice now, and I'm starting to think that you're trying to make a point.
I'm emphatically angry.
Mm. Smitty texting in on the Nuggets. Would you be excited if the Nuggets signed a 4-year, $100 million contract for a bench rotation guy who averaged 3 points and 2 rebounds in college? Or would you rather take a gamble on a player who was the same age playing on a rookie minimum contract and averaged 8 points and 6 rebounds through his career? Are you talking about Watson compared to Brazil? That's a good question. We'll answer it on the other side. Let me think about it. 48 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Two teams, no parades.
No! No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That's to Smitty there. We're dedicating songs today.
Yeah, I thought I'd let Stevie Wonder drive this car.
Good job. Coming up next, we got Clip of the Day. Also, the dude down the hall is going to join us for a preview of tomorrow's movie review. No, he's going to join us to talk a little World Cup, talk some Rockies, talk some Nuggets trades or draft picks, all that stuff. So we'll get into that. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sick that segment.
Why don't you like Derbs? Why don't you like the dude down
the hall? Everyone loves
the dude down the hall. And yet you are the way that you are. Are you going to watch the movie tonight, by the way?
No.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm not going to be able to because
you said you're going to watch PRCA
Pro Rodeo coverage tonight starting at 7.
You said you're going to watch Dungeons & Dragons. Instead of that, watch Invincible. Hooligans, are you in? Movie review? Start it, bench it, cut it. Can only start 5.
Send it to the minors.
No, stop. We're going to have a better movie review than we did last week. I can feel it. You're not going to be a baby about the rule change. You're going to just go along with it. You're going to go with it like a pro, like the pro that you are, and we're going to review the hell out of Mark Wahlberg's Invincible. Very excited about that.
As your co-host, I'm not a huge fan of the rules.
You love the rules.
I will follow them blindly. I love the rules more than I hate soccer.
There you go.
I hate the rules
way to
less
find the
than
positive.
I hate soccer.
Way to find the positive. Clip of the Day and the dude down the hall coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.